you know yourself, fire started yesterday evening. Yes, a large amount of firemen and fire engines attended at the scene. And their initial reports now are coming in that it was started deliberately. This is a historic old building, so it is. And I'm calling now asking for the a department within the DOA or something like that. Looks, is there anything we can do here? Because this building is owned by a company that doesn't seem to want to protect the heritage of the company, of the building or anything like that. But the main worry is, I was up at that site a few weeks ago on another project with the DOE Minister North, and we had noticed gaps and fences that anybody could get in, walked in. And the fear is, if just like what happened last night, fires or anything like that, and if there's anybody, kids or anybody playing about, somebody could get trapped and possibly, you know, have fatal outcomes if they're in that area. So I have called for that the company that owns that mill now to stand up and take their responsibility and to make sure that building is secure, because in the state it's in at the moment, it has not been looked after. So it isn't. And the fear is that if they don't stop their responsibilities, these people should be held accountable and liable if anything happens to that, because it's not alone that the building is an old building as well, which the people saying most are very proud of, and it's a shame to see the way this has happened. This is the second fire within a few years, and it's a piece of history. It just seems to be nobody's caring about it. You know, the owners are not caring about it.
As you say, it is such a prominent landmark in the area. Will the extent of this most recent fire hinder possible restoration in the future?
Well, I suppose that will become more clear today and see what damage is done to it when fire investigators continue at the scene, firemen. Hopefully not. Now, the scene, by the looks of the scenes, it was at the roof area that was being tackled yesterday in the fire. So hopefully not, because it is an historic building, and it is, I've already made calls now asking, is there anything within the legislation or department that they can do regarding that mill, because it's historically it is an old building that needs preserved.